Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is June 11th and we are taking a look at our lifestyle article for the month of June. My name is Campbell and it is great to have you here with us on the program. And I have two of my good friends in the studio with me. Hi Gordon, how are you doing today?
Hi Campbell, I'm very well and excited to talk about this toy that I remember from my childhood.
Have you ever played with Legos?
Yes, certainly. I had many sets as a child, and even as an adult at Christmas, sometimes we get them out and make a little set.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, you actually have a Lego figurine on your desk right now. Is that right?
I do indeed, yes. This Christmas, so the Christmas of 2015, I was given a Lego Darth Vader from the Star Wars films.
So you are obviously a Lego fan. And we have another friend of mine here with us today. How are you doing, Hazel?
Doing okay.
Now, Hazel, you are also a big kid, in a good way. You know, you have a lot of toys.
I have a lot of toys.
Yes. So, do you ever play with Legos?
Well, I didn't until last Christmas, and then I decided I was going to get a Santa Claus Village Lego and build it. And so I did, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Do you still have it?
Or
did you take it down?
No, I don't want to take it down. I spent a lot of time on it.
That is the thing about Legos. It does take a lot of time, you know, but it is a lot of fun. It is kind of like putting together a 3D puzzle in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so Legos, for people who don't know, and I'm not sure who wouldn't know what Legos are, but they're little bricks, right, that people can use to put things together, right, to create different shapes, buildings, animals, planes, things like that. Okay, and we see examples of Legos scattered about our magazine article here. And people have been able to do some amazing things with Legos.
Yeah, that's true. Legos typically bought in sets where you might build an individual building or vehicle or a little scene. But in the article today, we're going to read about some incredible big projects that people have done with Lego.
Yeah, I've enjoyed building things with Lego. I know my own children, it's definitely spanned generations, right? Lego has been around for several decades, so my own children enjoy playing with Legos. And usually, you know, you just use your own imagination, you kind of put the pieces together and kind of create maybe a house or something easy, right? But some people have been able to create some amazing things, as we see in this article. So without further ado, let's get into our article. Our article is on page 20 of our Advanced magazine. So if you have the magazine, please do open up to page 20, or if you have your mobile device, join us. Today is the June 11th article.
Lego's never-ending appeal. There's no telling what might happen when you combine a pile of bricks, the gift of space, and a rich imagination. Alice Finch's sculpture of Hogwarts Castle is vast. It's elaborately detailed. It took her a year to construct. And it's built entirely out of Legos. About 400,000 pieces, to be precise. A fan of Lego. Finch is an AFOL, adult fan of Lego. Her Hogwarts build, as AFOLs call it, was featured at BrickCon 2012, the annual Seattle area convention for those who love Lego. It won Best in Show and the People's Choice Award. The following year, she teamed up with fellow builder David Frank to create Rivendale, a fanciful 200,000 brick depiction of Tolkien's elven outpost. The result? So colorful and lush it seems to have originally sprung up from the earth, was also a prize winner. Finch said that she enjoyed Lego as a child, but didn't make anything specialized until recent years.
So our article for today is entitled Lego's Never-Ending Appeal. Now, when something has appeal, it's attractive, right? It's something that draws people to it.
That's right, and Legos do have appeal. A lot of people really enjoy building things with Legos.
Mm-hmm. And it does seem like Legos have this never-ending. It just, as we were saying earlier, it's expanded generations. So people for many, many decades have enjoyed Legos. And it's not like one of those toys that is a fad. You know, some people enjoy it for a time, and it's really popular for a short time, but after a while, it kind of loses popularity.
Yeah, I think Legos are here to stay. I remember them being around when I was a kid. We just get a big box of odd bricks and make something out of them. But kids today, yeah, they're still buying the sets. They're still using their imagination and just creating whole little worlds out of these little tiny plastic bricks.
Right. It's amazing because it is a relatively simple toy, right?
Well, but the Lego kits are ever-changing. There's always something new. There's new bricks. There's new styles. There's new projects to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how it would be always appealing because just when you think, I'm getting bored. No, there's something new you can do with it.
Right.
And they're colorful, and so I think I can see why it's a never-ending appeal.
That's right. And I love our deck. It says, there's no telling what might happen when you combine a pile of bricks, the gift of space, and a rich imagination. Right? So there's no telling what might happen. What does that mean exactly? There's no telling what might happen. When might we use that phrase?
Well, there's so much to say about it, you just couldn't even begin. You might say, I can't begin to tell. There's no telling. Just use your imagination. It's mm-hmm. never ending.
Mm-hmm. So when you combine a pile of bricks, right, again, Legos are toys that are just little tiny bricks, or sometimes they're larger size bricks for kids. When you combine a pile of bricks, the gift of space. Now, why would we need space?
Well, if you combine enough bricks, it takes up a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
All these projects take up more and more space. And as you can see in the picture, her project takes up lots of space.
Right. It's actually bigger than she is.
Yeah, I love that picture there. Like, did she build this in her living room originally?
I don't know.
And then have it transported?
I
think it must have been built on site because
Right. There's
a lot of transportation involved in carrying this.
Well, I don't think she could build it on site because it took her a year to build this, right? So
right.
She needed to build it, and then she needed to find a way
to ship it
or transport it. So I don't know, right?
Maybe it was done in parts because, like, are these bricks you could...
Right.
We see here the castle that she's built is made up of different sections.
Yes.
Maybe pack away a tower and a bridge, and she'd have to rebuild part of it or put it back together when she gets there.
Right.
That's right. And again, the rich imagination, and that's what makes our life so interesting, right? The ability to picture things and to imagine. All right, so we hear about a woman. Her name is Alice Finch, and she is a builder, but she builds things out of Legos. And one of her earlier sculptures was of Hogwarts Castle. What is Hogwarts Castle?
Hogwarts Castle is the fictional school in the very popular Harry Potter franchise,
mm-hmm.
Which is originally a collection of books written by J.K. Rowling and also now made into very popular films.
Right, that's right. So we see pictures of her creation on page 20, right? We see the full creation there at the top of page 20 and then a side view on the left-hand side. Now, her creation isn't just randomly put together, is it, Hazel?
Probably not. I would think it takes a lot of planning. It's very detailed, mm-hmm. elaborately detailed. And it took her a year. It's entirely made of Legos. And in working to do my small project, which was, I guess, maybe 2,000 Legos,
mm-hmm.
it just, you can tell the planning is really good. It's,
right.
Everything is accurate. Everything
yep.
needs to be piece by piece.
Exactly.
And if you make a mistake later, you find out, wait, something else doesn't fit.
Right. It's one of those when you're like, wait, I have an extra part. Oh, no.
Well, I'm missing something. What happened? And then you need to go back in the instructions and think, oh, I see where I made a mistake. So you would really need to plan. And
right. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, with what you were doing or with your toy that's on your desk, Gordon, it's already set up for you, right? These are sets.
Right.
That you purchased, right? But I don't think there's a set for this Hogwarts castle. She probably had to do it out of her own imagination, and she had to plan it out herself.
Yeah, that's right. She must have had a long time before she even touched a brick, just planning the design or the architecture of this dramatic castle.
Mm-hmm. 400,000 pieces.
Wow. So even if they weren't put together, even if it was just a pile of bricks, it would take a lot of space.
I know. That just boggles my mind, and that's a lot of detail. I have a hard time putting together a little, you know, it's just a square house, you know, with my kids' Legos, but she actually built this whole castle, not just, like, this entire property almost.
Yes.
Out of Legos.
And it didn't even mention the cost. It just says a pile of bricks, but actually those bricks can add up.
That's right.
And cost a lot of money.
Very true. Yeah. All right, so there's a specialized term that we use for people like Alice, right? She is an adult, and she is a fan of Lego. What do we call these people?
AFOL.
That's right, AFOL, adult fan of Lego. How many AFOLs do we have out in our audience, I wonder?
I'm sure we have quite a lot. I didn't know this set of initials until I read this article, but I guess I must consider myself an AFOL.
That's right. Are you an AFOL?
I think I am now. I do enjoy Legos.
I think I would be an AFOL if I had more space and more time to explore my imagination. Legos are a lot of fun. So there's a specialized term for what she did with the Hogwarts castle. What do AFOLs call what Finch did?
It's called a build,
mm-hmm.
right? When you build something. And so when it's called build, that's the project that you've worked on.
Yeah, exactly. So we usually use the word build as a verb, but here it's being used as a noun. So her build is the Hogwarts castle, and it was featured at BrickCon 2012, which is a fun name, right? What is BrickCon exactly?
Yeah, it's a Lego convention or conference, and that's where the con part comes from in the second half of BrickCon, and mm-hmm. brick is obviously referring to the Lego bricks.
Right.
So every year they have a convention where lots of adult fans of Lego and probably plenty of children get together, and they display these impressive builds mm-hmm. that the modelers have done.
Right. So throughout the year, there are several conventions for different types of hobbies, right? So people with different hobbies kind of come together and show off what they've done with their hobbies, right? Hazel, I know you've been to several conventions before, right?
Yes, I've been to some puppet conventions and some magic conventions.
Mm-hmm. Ukulele?
Ukulele, yes, right. Ukulele camp or conferences. Yeah.
So different conventions or conferences where people just get together and, you know, talk about their hobbies. You know, I know one of the biggest conventions is Comic-Con, mm-hmm. where they have a lot of movies and they talk a lot about the comic books and things like that. All right, so BrickCon, which is a clever name because, again, Legos are comprised of bricks. That's a brick convention, Lego convention, and she brought her Hogwarts build there, and what happened?
Well, it won.
Yeah.
It won two awards there, Best in Show and the People's Choice. Now, I'm guessing the People's Choice is probably many of the people vote for their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The people there attending the conference probably voted. And then the Best in Show was probably by a panel of judges.
That's right. So she obviously did a really great job with her build. Now, she didn't stop there, did she?
No, she didn't. She teamed up with a fellow builder named David Frank, and she created Rivendell. Did I say that right?
That's right, Rivendell. Okay. Now, Rivendell is another fictitious location. Where is Rivendell located?
Yeah, this one excited me even more because I'm a big fan of this fantasy universe, and it's in Tolkien's Lord of the Rings or Hobbit storybooks, which have been made into also very popular films.
Mm-hmm.
And Rivendell is an elf village or town in that imaginary world.
That's right. So we use the term elven outpost, right? So elven is the adjective for elf. So this is a place where the elves reside and the elves they live, right? This is not as big as the Hogwarts castle. It only took her 200,000 pieces compared to the 400,000 pieces. But I'm sure it was still a lot of work. And the result, so colorful and lush, it seems to have organically sprung up from the earth, was also a prize winner. So the idea is, it seemed almost lifelike, right? And it just kind of seems like it actually existed in real life. And we see a picture of that on the bottom of page 21. It's got a lot of trees and greenery. It's pretty elaborate, again, and very detailed and pretty amazing. No wonder it's a prize winner, right?
Yeah, if anything, I'm more impressed by the second one, because although it's got less bricks, it seems creating the natural world, like trees and waterways, out of bricks, it seems a lot harder than creating buildings.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both very impressive, don't get me wrong, but I'm particularly impressed with the Rivendell one.
Yeah, definitely. And if you look at the pictures scattered about our article here, you see just the detail that's involved in these Lego creations or these builds, right? You've got these actual halls and the pictures and the portraits from the Harry Potter world, but as we were saying, the plants and the flowers and even the different characters from the Lord of the Rings series. I think that's pretty amazing. All right. Now, has Finch always built such elaborate creations?
No, this is one of the most surprising parts of the article. She says that, like many of us, she enjoyed it as a child, but hasn't built anything specialized until recent years.
Hmm.
I wonder what recent years means here, because, like, to be able to build these big projects, she must have had a lot of practice on smaller projects.
Right, for sure.
You would have thought, I wouldn't now be able to pick up loads of Lego and do something like this. I'd want to start small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you kind of have to figure out, okay, how do these Legos work? Because, you know, the Legos themselves, for the most part, are squares. So how do you create these different shapes and things like that?
Right, and I've done two projects. I did a second small project, and I think probably the more projects you do, the more you can see how different things fit together in a certain way. So at some point, maybe you're ready to start out and build your own cabin or build your own house, but it would take some experience with small projects to figure out how to build the big ones.
Right, yes. So, okay, where did she get her inspiration from? Let's keep reading our article. Please do join us on page 21 now at the top, and let's see where she gets her inspiration.
Finding inspiration. The Hogwarts build grew from reading the Harry Potter books with her son, and from her longtime interest in architecture. According to the recent documentary, A Lego Brickumentary, in which Finch is featured, Lego is a language more global than English or Windows. The same Danish company has manufactured the pieces since the 1940s, and generations have grown up with a bag of bricks on hand.
So we find out a little bit more about Alice Finch. Where did her inspiration to build Hogwarts come from, Gordon?
Well, we've already discussed this a little bit, that she got this castle from the Harry Potter universe, and she read the books with her son. And combined that with her long-term interest in architecture. And this may be where we really see how she's able to build these big projects.
That's right.
Because it really is like an architect planning to build a building in the real world. It's
sure.
It's just as complicated, surely.
Right. Yeah, and architects often do small models of the buildings they're going to build before they do build it. So we can see where she can get that. And her interest in architecture, we find out in the sidebar, comes from her father, right? Her father was an architect, and Finch said that she's always looking for architectural details while traveling. The difference between a great builder and an amazing builder is the level of detail. So we do see that she does put a lot of detail into her builds, and that therefore she is an amazing builder. Now, she was also featured in a recent documentary. What was that documentary called?
It was called the Lego Brickumentary. Another clever name. Instead of documentary, they used the word brick.
Right, so a
documentary
is a movie that is, you know, tells a true story, right? It's not, most of the time it's not scripted. It's just, you know, real, tells a story, a real life story, right? And so they played with the word brick and documentary and made it into a brickumentary. It seems like Lego's been featured a lot in media lately. There was the Lego movie recently.
Right? That's right.
Yeah, that was really popular, and that song that I'm not going to sing, that came along with the Lego movie, which many of our listeners probably got stuck in their head at some point.
Yes. Right, so Lego has been kind of it's kind of had a resurgence, right? It's kind of gotten its new popularity again. Lego is what? It's a language more global than English or Windows. That's interesting.
It's a way to communicate, and it's a way to make friends and to make the world a smaller place.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed when I was deciding which Lego project to work on, I checked out YouTube, and there's just so many people that are putting their projects on YouTube. The people that design it actually show you the benefits of each project and
right.
and what's good about it, and then people make those and they highlight what they like about it.
Yeah.
So there's so much on there. It's just a very global thing, and I guess it's a way to communicate with others.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole amusement park, right? Legoland, that people go, and
it's
completely built out of Legos. So it's pretty amazing. Now, the same Danish company has manufactured the pieces since when?
Since the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already talked about how many generations this toy has been popular with. And, if this company's been doing it since the 1940s, I think it's going to continue for a long time.
That's right. So the 1940s, I mean, that's like my parents' generation, you know, and so parents' generation to now, to my generation to now my children, you know, so there are several generations have these bricks on hand, and when something's on hand, we just mean that it's near to someone or someone, and it's ready to be used. All right. So, let's continue our article with the favorite pastime section.
Favorite pastime. Her favorite Lego buddies are her two sons, Thorin, 11, and Hadrian, 7. "We're always building together," she said, calling the pastime a tremendous bonding experience with my kids. She and Thorin recently collaborated on a colorful How to Train Your Dragon-inspired build, and Hadrian, as a 5-year-old, left his mark on Rivendell. He built a railway station in the middle of it, so the elves could come to work, said Finch. That was his interaction with Rivendell, his way of inclusion into it, and of experiencing it. Lego is kind of its own language, Finch said, smiling. You communicate by building together.
So it's obvious that Legos is one of Finch's hobbies, right? And we use the word pastime here. It's a favorite pastime for her, and not just for her. Who are her favorite Lego buddies?
Her two sons, Thorin and Hadrian.
That's right. Thorin is 11, Hadrian is 7, and they're always building together, and it's a bonding experience with her kids. And that makes sense, right, Gordon?
Yeah, I think that's great. I really like her oldest son's name there, Thorin. It's actually a character in The Hobbit. It's the Dwarf King. So maybe she named her son after that character, and that shows why she built the Rivendell set that she really loves this fantasy world.
That's right. And she obviously really enjoys this fantasy world because she recently collaborated on a different project with her son. What was this project based on?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay, so How to Train Your Dragon is another movie. It's an animated feature film. And it's, again, another fantasy world filled with dragons and different creatures, right? So they built something based on this movie. And her other son, Hadrian, who's 7 now, but as a 5-year-old, did something interesting.
Yeah, he helped out on the Rivendell build that you see at the bottom of your page on 21. And it says that he's responsible for the railway station.
Right, so was there a railway station in the original Rivendell?
I don't remember seeing one in the movie. I don't really think the railway is a technology that existed in the Lord of the Rings world.
Right, in that world there were no railway stations, but 5-year-old Hadrian had a special reason why he wanted to put in the railway station.
He wanted the elves to have a way to get to work.
That's right, so Middle Earth now has a railway station, which is great. So, Vince says that this was Hadrian's interaction with Rivendell and his way of inclusion into it and experiencing it, which is great. So she's involving her children in her pastime, in her hobby, and in a way then she gets to spend time with them and build a relationship with them. I think that is wonderful. She says that Lego is a kind of its own language, and you communicate by building together. So what about you? Do you enjoy Legos? What are some of the projects that you have done using Legos? If you've ever built anything with Legos, we would love to see it. Please take a picture and maybe send it to us, all right? Send it to us here at Studio Classroom, and we'd love to take a look at some of the things that you have built with Legos. In the meantime, please do remember to check out our QR code at the top of page 20. We've got some great features for you about this article. All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us. We hope that you'll come back again and join us for our next lesson. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.